Bill Plaschke, Sarah Bay, Kevin Blackstone, Jackie McMullen, congrats on the Friday. The world record for the 100 meters in 1912 was 10.5 seconds. So this very good dog, Ollie, that jumped on the track and ran the race, is the fastest human in 1912. Goat dog.
Respect.
Dog gone.
That's double. Dog gone. Cats have 9 lives. How many lives does that dog have in the corner? 1912.
I'll say it again. Dog gone.
Yeah, we heard you, though.
Okay.
Anthony Davis says he didn't think about his injury one time last night when he was playing, which is great news for him. Probably not true for anybody else. Every move he made, you're like bracing yourself for, woo, look at that move. 4 points, 2 of 10 shooting, 17 minutes in his first half. He sat the rest of the way. Lakers losing to Dallas. Bill Plaschke, you wrote it up for the LA Times that it was a huge victory for the Lakers, even though they lost. And you had a great stat. Give it to us. Go ahead.
It's the most important stat of the night. I kept it. I wrote it in the LA Times column. 4 times Anthony Davis hit the floor, hit the hardwood. 4 times he got back up again. He didn't grimace. He didn't wince. He walked off the court under his own power. Our bar is really set low with him. You have to understand that. He's no LeBron. He's no Iron Man. But he is the wild card, and if he and LeBron are both healthy and sound, they're going to win the NBA title. The question is, can he stay healthy? Can he play through the pain? Last night, he did it for 17 minutes. That's good enough for me.
It's good enough. That is the quintessential Bill Plaschke answer. Sarah Spain, what did you see last night from Anthony Davis and the Lakers?
Well, I can't speak with any expertise to the specific drills that you have to go through to get cleared to return after missing 30 games in like 67 days. But I would imagine falling and being able to stand back up is probably among them. I'm not quite as impressed as Bill is with that very stat. But I am impressed with this one. When the Lakers don't have LeBron and Anthony Davis, their offensive efficiency numbers go down to 28th in the league. This is a defensively sound team even when they're not around, but offensively they make this car go. We all know that. So if he's getting back and he's getting work with Drummond and some of the new guys and he's, you know, finding a way to gel as we get closer to the postseason, that's the most important thing here. Not whether they won this game or even how many minutes he plays right away. It's just getting back into the groove so that when LeBron comes back, they can hit their stride.
Kevin Blackstone.
Wow, so we're excited for the fact that clap on, clap off, it all worked for Anthony Davis last night. Oh, wow.
Go watch your Wizards. Just go watch your Wizards.
I'll just overlook the fact that he missed 8 shots. I'll just overlook the fact that he didn't make any of his free throws and that they were minus 11 on his plus
Doesn't
minus.
Doesn't sound like you're overlooking that. Okay.
I'll just point that out. But yes, they are, as Sarah said, an outstanding defensive team. They have maintained that somehow, some way, without LeBron and without Anthony Davis. And you trust that he can get better. He is not the leader of that team. He joins LeBron James, and hopefully, if he is healthy, and that's such a big deal in the NBA this year, that will make a big difference. But I am going to hold my breath. It will be bated until I can see more production out of Anthony Davis.
And Jackie McMullen, what did you see from Davis last night?
So I think KB's hit on it. This year is unlike any other, Tony. We've seen the multitude of injuries that the NBA keeps telling us is just a coincidence and really not different than any other year. And I don't know why they think we're all going to buy that. And specifically, we're talking about soft tissue issue. Things like Achilles tendons and knees and calf strains and all these kind of things. So when I hear Anthony Davis came back from the calf strain, I say shenanigans. He came back from that Achilles problem. He said himself he feared at one point that he had torn it. And you all know how disastrous that would have been. So just at the fact that he's back on the floor, I don't care about him falling and getting up, Bill. I just watched him move. Did he move freely? Did he look like he was favoring it at any time? And I didn't see that. And to me, that's the most important thing. And play him 17 minutes the rest of the way for all I care. Look at what's going on in Brooklyn. Kevin Durant was back for, I don't know, 4 minutes and had another strain. That's the Lakers' worst nightmare. They're handling this just right.
So that was the question I asked about Brooklyn. And Bill, I'll ask you this again. When do the Lakers need to know they have their full roster?
Well, considering last year in the bubble, they were 3-5 before the playoffs began. Mm-hmm. They don't need to know until the playoffs start. Mm-hmm. They don't really need to know. I know Frank Vogel's worried about it now. How can they integrate with Drummond and everybody? How can everybody get play together? LeBron can figure it out. If AD's healthy, they can figure it out together. They've done it before last year. If they're ready by the middle of May and the playoffs start, they'll be fine.
Jackie?
Yeah, I wouldn't be worried so much about Drummond, Bill. He's the least of your concerns, honestly. He's a luxury for the L.A. Lakers. The thing that worries me more than AD coming back is LeBron, because we all know about high ankle sprains, Tony. Those things don't heal till you have a good long offseason. And as much rest as they've given him, which, again, has been very, very smart, that's the injury I'm more going to be watching more closely.
Jackie, you're going to question LeBron? You're going to question LeBron?
She's not questioning LeBron. She's questioning.
I'm not questioning LeBron.
The human body is what she's questioning, Bill Flash.
Hey, newsflash, Bill. LeBron James is human. Yeah. He has the same kind of parts we do on our body.
I haven't seen it yet. If he is, I haven't seen it yet.
I'm not sure.
Real quick, Jackie, you were very critical of the NBA there and starting their season so quick in the turnaround and blaming a lot of the injuries on that decision. Can you just expand on that?
I really think that there is something to it. These guys thought they were starting December 22nd. Instead, they very quickly were told, January 22nd, and then very quickly were told, no, we're starting a month sooner, too, because we got to get those games on TV. There were guys that had minor procedures, Tony, that they thought we would hope we would never find out about because they thought they had enough time to recover. They put their guys in a tough position.
And KB?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, you know, a lot of these injuries we're looking at, they are those tissue injuries, and you wonder if that has to do with playing too hard, too much, too soon.
Bucks Sixers last night. Milwaukee started this game 10 for 10 and had uncontested baskets out the wazoo, and that carried them all the way to the win. Doc Rivers said the Sixers were late on everything all night, played soft on defense. Ben Simmons was out with illness. Eastern Conference standings doing the tighten up. Philly, Brooklyn, Milwaukee all within 2.5 games. Jackie, was last night more about the Bucks or the Sixers to you?
Sixers, I think it's been 5 games in 8 days. This is all about the Bucks, Tony, who are very quietly inching their way to the top of the East. And the catalyst, the X factor, is one Jrue Holiday. Do you realize that they were 31-15 with Jrue Holiday, which means they were 5-7 without him? Just to refresh everybody, that was earlier in the year. He's on a tear. He's on a 50-40-90 tear right now since the All-Star break. The only other player in the NBA that has done that, Steph Curry. Jrue Holiday also guards Trae Young, James Harden, all the best defensive guards on the other team. If they go to the finals, he's going to be the X factor and the main reason why, in my opinion. I'm not saying he's better than Giannis or Chris Middleton, anybody like that. He's the difference from last year to this year.
KB, are you as high on Milwaukee now after their roller coaster season seeing last night?
Yeah, I am, Tony, and I'll tell you why. Because everybody talks about the East and we all focus on the Nets. But you know what? Who's the number one offense in the East? Who's the number one offense in the league? It's the 119 points that the Bucks put up per game with that team that they have right now. And not only that, but they're a top 10 defensive team when you talk about their defensive rating. So if they can stay healthy, if they don't have Giannis cramping up and not being able to finish overtime games, they are the team, I think, to beat right now in the
All right, East. I'm this close from making "if they can stay healthy" a banned phrase. Mm-hmm. Because we all can acknowledge that. Yes, it's better to be healthy than not healthy. My question now to you, Sarah, if we could just focus on Milwaukee for a second, is are they different than last year? I mean, people will say we're going to put some respect on their name. Have they earned that respect? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, they are different. And to Jackie's point, Jrue Holiday is making a big difference. I also think we're paying attention to them differently than in recent years because it's not as impressive if they rack up wins, if they don't do anything in the postseason. That doesn't really matter to us anymore when we know what we're expecting out of this Giannis-led team. I want to point out, simply because the other two didn't, that I know Jackie said 5th game in 8 days, the second of a back-to-back. They didn't have Ben Simmons. They've lost 3 straight without him. Joel Embiid had 3 rebounds. Milwaukee shot 50% from 3. All of these things matter, right? So I get that we're taking away that Milwaukee looks good right now. They've also had some moments where they haven't looked great recently. I think this is as much about what the Sixers didn't have and how much they've played of late as it was about a good rested Bucks team.
And Bill Plaschke.
Yeah, but there's a reason the Bucks scored 72 uncontested points.
Yeah,
think about
that.
Holiday makes them a much better team. Holiday, they're playing with more continuity, they're playing with more force, and I think they're playing with more humility. I think they've realized the last 2 years has really taught them it's really not about right now. It's about the spring. It's about the summer. And I think the Bucks have got to be the favorites in the East right now.
That's it. That was it. Last night turned it around for you? Or, I mean, because we had the same question about the Nets 2 weeks ago. We had the same question about Philly last week.
Yeah, they're healthy, Tony. How many teams are healthy?
Okay. McMullen, last word.
you get the Brooklyn Nets lineup together, I still think they have the most talent, mm-hmm. the most offensive talent, and the most alphas. And in my experience, and yours too, Bill, is you need alphas. When you get to the NBA Finals and you want to win games, you need guys that think they can do it themselves. Brooklyn has like three or four guys just like that.
The Lakers have two of them.
Okay, so that's not three. Three minus two is one short.
Taking a break. Jackie Mack, alpha right here with 19. That means, who's the beta? Let's see here. Plashke and Blackstone and Omega, right? Sarah Spade. Buy or sell. Next.
It's all less. Oh.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season. At the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
I'm going to say something here, and you can imprison me in a moment. You can accuse me of bias of the recency. The greatest double play to save a game in the eighth inning I've ever seen. This was beautiful. Noisy the smash, Cronenworth, Tatis, Hosmer. Everything's by like a millisecond. Padres beat the Dodgers because of it. And now I turn to you, Bill Plashke. Can one play turn your opinion here that this isn't a rivalry, that the Padres aren't even in the same league as the Dodgers? Go ahead.
Well, when it comes to double play grounders, I defer to Sarah Spain. She's seen a lot more of them in her lifetime than I've seen in mine. But I will say this. This was arguably the greatest double play grounder that I've ever seen. And this is symbolic of a series. 36 to 39 innings, they've been within two runs of each other. The Padres have the best pitching in baseball. Dodgers batting 176 over the last five games. The Padres are putting it.
Wait a second. So now you're admitting this is a rivalry. Okay. And you chose violence.
This is absolutely a rivalry.
You chose violence in Sarah Spain's direction. Good luck with the rest of your life, Plashke. Go ahead, Sarah. Take him. Yeah. Go get him.
Yeah, no. It's an interesting approach from someone whose team has the fewest hits over the last five games since 1986. Only 10 runs in five games, batting 126. A team that you said was the best team that's ever played and will go on to win 118 games. A team that you said wasn't even in the same conversation with the Padres,
Mortal
too, in
Kombat.
Their first four meetings this season, have been within a
Bring
run going
Bring
into the eighth
on.
Inning of every single game. I look forward to finding out if this is the greatest team that ever played. They're probably going to have to play a little better
you
than
will.
They have been if that's going to happen.
How do you have all that information about a team you don't even cover, right? See, Bill, this was a fundamental flaw in your strategy today. You are going the wrong way, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Mad.
Kevin Blackstone,
I need points for making
pick up
her
the
mad.
Pieces. Here.
Can I just yield my time back to the gentlewoman from Chicago?
if she has
any more left? I mean, that's unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, and not only that, you know, the Padres are just 11-10 despite that great pitching that they had. They blew a series just not too long ago. They're a good team. The Dodgers are going to have to prove it once again, obviously, to the gentlewoman from Chicago.
There ain't nothing gentle about it there, Kevin Blackstone. Jackie McMullen, how about you?
I'm a little afraid, and I'm a lot proud of my friend down there in the left-hand corner. That was something else. I will say this, lost in all of this, I got really focused on Ryan Weathers. I know that double play ball was fantastic. This kid has given up one run, Bill, in five appearances against the Dodgers. As you know, three of them were in relief appearances. Now he's a starter. So they've got something going on with their pitching. Imagine if Tatis ever starts to hit. He hasn't yet. I don't know if it's got to do with that shoulder still, but then we
Jackie,
really
I covered Weathers' father.
David Weathers, right? Yeah.
David Weathers.
I think we all did in some way. Buy or sell two sugar plums. But before we get there, the latest, greatest review for tight end Kyle Pitts, formerly of Florida. AFC exec told Matt Lombardo of FanSided, Kyle Pitts is a freak. You can make an argument he plays his position better than Trevor Lawrence plays his. Hall of Fame potential. So that's the wow today about Kyle Pitts. But now, sugar plums.
What a pair up we could do with old Dak Prescott. Some of those guys that we've got out there have options to get you the ball. So we can dream of visions of sugar plums around here.
All right, Sam, what are you buying? What are you selling there from Jerry? And can you see the Cowboys trading up from 10 to get Pitts being the right move for them?
I'm not sure what a sugar plum is, except for when it's in the, you know, context of a Christmas poem. So I'm not really sure what he's doing there. But I have no doubt that they would be willing to trade up despite all of their defensive needs, because that's such a Jerry move. Let us put this offensive player who everybody knows and loves, and we'll figure out the defense later. We'll give away a bunch of draft capital and not worry
KB.
About it.
Well, who cares about defense, though, now? That maxim about offense selling tickets and defense winning championship, that is old. Four of the six top offensive teams in NFL last year played on championship weekend. That is the trend now.
Okay.
Score points.
Mm-hmm. It seems like Kevin forgot what happened to Mahomes and Kansas City in the Super Bowl. Go ahead, Jackie Mack.
Yeah, but this is classic Jerry Jones, because he loves hyperbole. He deals in hyperbole, and all we keep hearing is that Kyle Pitts is the greatest tight end since Kellen Winslow Jr. Some people have him going 4 to the Falcons, 5 to Cincy. I don't think he's going to get him, but I love him talking a lot about it. And it wouldn't be the same, Sarah, if he says, I have visions of gummy bears in my head. Sugar plums works better. It just does.
I flash you.
I got him going 4 to the Falcons. He's not going to drop any lower than that. Travis Kelce, remember, led the league in receiving yards last year. This is a tight end, more oriented league now. He's arguably the most valuable player in the draft. He'll be the biggest impact, immediate player in the draft. Jerry's
so
got
you're
no
buying
shot
into that, that he may be better at his position than Trevor Lawrence is at his position?
I think he can make more immediate impact, absolutely.
Buy or sell three. The New Jersey rules, Tom Brady called them dumb. You know these rules. You have it right there. You know, quarterbacks, punters, kickers can now wear 1 to 19. Defensive backs, running backs, tight ends, 1 to 49. You know all this stuff. Kevin Blackstone, buy or sell?
Oh, I got to sell that. I mean, this is old man yelling at kids to get off of his lawn. I want more liberation for numbers. I want more Ty Montgomery's wearing number 88 as a running back. I yearn for the days of John Hadle at number 21 as a quarterback.
Great.
Bring more of it on.
Jackie
Mack, come on.
Well, a little birdie whispered in my ear in the middle of this show that if you want to change your number, say like Dalvin Cook, and you want to turn him in, you have to pay for all the unsold jerseys at the retail price if you want to switch your jersey.
That doesn't.
Now think
that
about that for a minute.
Is that right? That doesn't really jive with me. So it's on the player
to
buy back all the jerseys? How many Dalvin Cook jerseys are unsold? Bill Plaschke, how about you?
Quite a few.
Jackie, that little birdie's the ATH research team. Don't ever forget it. They're tremendous.
I
wonder if this has anything to do with the fact that Tom Brady has a business based on his number, TB12. Maybe he's worried somebody else is going to take all the 12 and try to take the shine away from him. I don't know. Possible.
Somebody else with the initials TB as well. I don't think he's worried about that. Honestly,
what
it's easy to make fun of
wearing?
Tom Brady. But I think more important to him is that he's used to being able to look at a number and immediately tell a position group and have it help him tell what scheme and what personnel is on the field. If this takes him a second longer, it's just a step back. He's a guy who's been around a long time, likes the way he does things. I kind of get why he's saying this.
This is an advanced screening of Mortal Kombat that we all saw today. The thing Sarah Spade did to Bill Flash. BP12 right now, though, Bill. So you get to keep that.
What number is Andy Dalton wearing, Sarah?
Finish him.
Oh, sorry.
Finish
QB1?
Him.
QB1?
Showdown. Spade McMullen in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Well, getting swept feels like eating a sandwich, to be honest with you.
Pete Alonso on the Mets getting swept by the Cubs. Sarah, proper analogy to use here?
Absolutely, though I'd recommend going with a poop panini or perhaps a turd burger if you don't want to get edited out in your presser.
Jackie McMullen?
You know, I'm watching Pete Alonso say this, and he says it so convincingly, I actually wonder if he's actually
eating. Oh, would you stop, Jackie? Come on now. You know the expression. What cracked me up about this was...
I prefer a sugar plum sandwich. I like sugar plums.
Okay. Three different articles. They all had a different interpretation. One was, you know, full bleep sandwich. One was S asterisk sandwich. One was H asterisk. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing. That phrase works. Use it. Move it. On. We'll move 10.5 100 is what I'm trying to say. The dog ran it on the track during this relay. Dog's name is Holly. Very, very good dog. Jackie, favorite part of Holly's run?
I love the Holly runs, the way she gets into her lane from outside then, and then just watch this burst right here on the left-hand side. She's closing. It's half a length. She wins more by a nose by two legs.
Yeah, I'm a little worried that she might be disqualified because, as you saw, the paparazzi film showed she came from off the track and got off to a rough start because of it. I don't know if that's legal.
Incredible performance today from head to tail by Sarah Spain. 30 seconds of FaceTime.
By a nose, Jackie. Some very sad news today. Steve Mongo McMichael has been diagnosed with ALS. He was a Hall of Fame college player, an All-Pro, a Pro Bowler, a Chicago Bears 85 Super Bowl winner. After the game, a professional wrestler. He's in a band with Dan Hampton and Otis Wilson. This guy lives. Massive personality, and it's just a terrible diagnosis. Our ATH alum, Kate Fagan, wrote a book about her dad's battle with ALS. All the Colors came out. It comes out next month. It's honest. It's heartbreaking. It's so moving, and it's going to help so many people. So I recommend you get that book, and our thoughts go out to McMichael and his family.
That was just really tough news to read. As you said, everything about Steve McMichael being true. Such a larger-than-life person, still is.
Yeah.
His fight is a fight for all of us. I think if you asked Americans, we would not know that ALS is 100% fatal. That fight goes on. When those who are struggling with the fight can't fight, we fight for them. And this is one of the things that Kate's book gets to. There is a surrender that needs to happen among people, but other people pick up the fight, as Kate did for her father and those who love Steve McMichael. Well, thank you for your thoughts. Sarah Spain, we're off for the weekend. See you Monday.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota.